The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Do you know what the number one cause of death is worldwide?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, it was a little over a year and a half ago that in prayer one day when I was in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was praying about the national expansion of the Line of Fire broadcast, I heard as if shouting in my inner ear these words from the Lord, "Get my church healthy." And I knew with clarity that part of my mission as one of many serving the body, serving the church, was to help get people spiritually, mentally, physically healthy so that each one of you could run your race, could do what God's called you to do, so you could be on the front lines. And immediately my mind went to Isaiah, the 10th chapter. There's a verse there, verse 27 in the King James, that says that the yoke will break because of the anointing. But the Hebrew in many modern translations reflect, it doesn't really say because of the anointing, but rather because of the fat, because of the fatness, meaning that when there's a yoke of oppression or bondage, that when the animal, in this case, the people of God, when we get so healthy, boom, it breaks off. So, of course, day by day, our great emphasis is on spiritual health, right relationship with God, having the Word in our heart, walking with the Lord, being full of the Spirit. And, of course, we want everyone to be emotionally and mentally whole. But we know how critically important physical health is as well. I just went to the doctor today for my annual physical, came in literally with 25 pages of blood test results that were run by a colleague of mine, by Dr. Stengler, a couple months ago. And he told me what I knew, 68 years old and thriving, healthy, everything looking good by God's grace. So once a month, on average, we're going to devote one whole broadcast to physical health, to physical well-being, talk with an expert about some things that can really help you personally. I'm not going to be taking calls today. I was thinking of maybe taking some health-related calls, but I want to give all the time to my guest, Dr. Paul Burnett. He's the chief medical officer with Trivita, our national sponsor. He is a board-certified doctor of holistic health. So on the medical team at Trivita, you've got MDs, you've got PhDs, you've got holistic doctors. So there's a wide range of experience coming in. And I think you're really going to be informed and educated today. In fact, I had to print out the notes for the questions because so much of this is beyond me. And that's what we bring an expert on. So, Dr. Paul, great to have you back on the air with us.
Wonderful to be here, Dr. Brown. Thank you so much for all you do for the kingdom of God and being a voice of reason for what's going on and empowering your listeners with a voice in this world. Now's the time, and thank you for your time today.
Oh yeah, now is absolutely the time, and thank you for those kind words. So, before we dig into this issue, which was a surprise to me when I learned this, but it's factual, it's not a debatable issue. Before we get into this, talk about number one cause of death and talk things through about what we can do to work against this. You are both a follower of Jesus, first and foremost, a follower of Jesus, and a doctor. When you look at the way God made the body, and then the plants, the vegetables, the things he gave us in this world, do you see, in terms of intricate, meticulous design, that God made us to live and thrive?
Absolutely. We are the temple of God. And so, you know, we're in Holy Week right now, and, you know, we're celebrating the triumphant entry of Jesus, you know, into the city of Jerusalem last weekend. And I start to think of, am I prepared? You know, am I preparing this temple physically, emotionally, spiritually? You know, from my perspective as a doctor of holistic health, I'm not a treating doctor. For me, it's more of this holistic approach. You know, my body is fearfully and wonderfully made. He's given me every herb-bearing seed as food for me. And, you know, what a masterful God that we have that not only provides us with a health in our bodies, but also in our minds and in our spirits. And, you know, the healthier we can become, the healthier we can be together as the body of Christ.
Yeah, and that's what we need, not just for our own thriving, but for the good of those around us. All right, so the subject of chronic inflammation, number one cause of death, again, so new to me. When I was talking to my wife, Nancy, she goes, oh, yeah, but not inflammation the way you think, because I'm just thinking arthritis or something, not because of my lack of knowledge of the subject. But is there such a thing as healthy inflammation? Is all inflammation bad?
Well, no. The answer to that is no. There is a lot of confusion, I think, out there about inflammation, and it's so dangerous. But we would not even be able to survive without inflammation, healthy inflammation. So healthy inflammation, you know, is there to really identify these harmful invaders that get into our bodies, you know, pathogens, germs, viruses, other things where, you know, it can help with damaged tissue. So I guess the best way I could describe, just at a very elementary explanation of what is healthy inflammation, it would be similar to you cut your finger. And you would want healthy inflammation to go to that site to bring immune, highly developed immune cells to that site to kill off any germs or pathogens that would want to enter the body and kill them if they do get in and drag them out of the body. But you'd also want healthy inflammation to address the injury itself and to help facilitate the repair of those damaged cells. This is healthy inflammation and something we need to survive.
All right, so during COVID, we became even more aware of issues with immunity, immune system, as you're talking about how the body works to heal, how the body works to combat disease. So where is the immune system? Is it one particular part of the body that's everything comes out of there? When we say the immune system, what are we talking about?
Well, great question, because your immune system is throughout your entire body, right? You're going to have these highly developed cells floating around in every area of your body, combating all of the harmful things that we can get into us. You know, we live in a very toxic world, and we got to have a way to dealing with those toxins and injuries throughout the body. So, but there are some general areas. So let's talk a little bit about some of these highly developed immune cells. So as an example, B cells, they're made from the bones. There's something called T cells, and they're made from the thymus. So you can see the pattern here, B and T and T. Also lymphocytes, which are made by the lymph nodes. But what we also have to understand is about 80% of our immune system is in our gut. And what we've got to understand is a healthy gut, it means healthy immunity. You start to think about, well, where is the best opportunity for germs, pathogens, viruses, chemicals, things like that that we're being exposed to? Where is the biggest opportunity for those things to enter the bloodstream? Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the gut. And so, you know, as things get down into our gut, they have direct access into our bloodstream. Now, once these things get into our bloodstream, this is where healthy inflammation can start to respond. But as you can imagine, you know, not having a really healthy gut, you can have damage in that gut. The actual, let's for the sake of getting too technical, but the actual pores or entry points of the gut lining, if that becomes damaged, they become bigger. And so now even healthier things like whole foods and things like that, if you're getting large particles through that digestive system into the bloodstream, this is going to become very inflammatory as well. So, you know, I'm a huge advocate for, you know, people maintaining a healthy gut, a healthy microbiota. That just means all these wonderful living organisms that are in our gut. We want the healthy ones, not the unhealthy ones. You know, this will ensure that we have a healthy gut lining and reduce the incidence of getting larger particles, but also harmful invaders from getting into our bloodstream.
Yeah, and I'm a living testimony to substituting raw veggies, fruits, healthy things like that, substituting those for peanut M&Ms and pizza and burgers and fries. I went from 275 pounds to 180. Everything transformed my life. I went from about three headaches a week to virtually no headaches in over 8.5 years, and on it goes. So I'm a living witness to what happens when you transform what goes into that gut. You got a lot of health that comes out of it. We've got just a couple minutes before the first break, but as far as bacteria, is all bacteria bad, or is there good bacteria?
Yeah, so there's good bacteria and there's not so good bacteria. And it's interesting, you know, I think we've all heard this gut-brain axis. You know, you have this connection between the gut and the brain. In fact, there's neurons in your gut. But what's really interesting, when you start to look at the different kinds of bacteria that are in the gut, again, healthy and unhealthy, what science is showing us is that these unhealthy bacteria are able to communicate through our vagus nerve to stimulate cravings for the things you used to eat, Dr. Brown. The saturated fats, the sugar. And so many people are so consumed with those cravings, and they think, well, why do I crave these things? You know, why can't I beat this thing? It's because there's literally more bacteria in your gut than there are cells in the human body. And so what you're hosting, if it's not healthy bacteria, it's unhealthy, then you're going to develop over time these cravings, and these cravings are to feed the alcohol, the carbohydrates, the sugar, the saturated fats, and so on and so forth. That's where these cravings are come from. It's because there's an imbalance of healthy gut flora and unhealthy. And this is where a lot of America is today.
Yeah. You painted a very vivid picture. You're trying to fight something that you're feeding. Something to think about. All right, we're going to dive into the subject of chronic inflammation. Trivita, our sponsor, is Christian-based. It was Christian-born with a vision and burden to help you be well so you can fulfill God's purposes for your life and do the things that He's called you and blessed you to do. So what we're going to talk about now, we're going to start talking about the antidote, a great solution, something that can really help with chronic inflammation. But we'll expand on this when we come back. Stay here. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Chronic inflammation is the greatest health threat to humanity. Infections, injuries, toxins, poor diet, and chronic stress can attack your immune system and lead to chronic inflammation. But now there's a solution you can fight this dangerous silent killer with. Nopalea, made from the superfruit of the Nepal cactus, containing a unique group of bioflavonoids clinically shown to reduce chronic inflammation.
In a random, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, it showed a reduction of elevated at-risk C-reactive protein levels, resulting in an improvement in range of motion in the back, neck, and joints, and an overall improvement in the quality of life.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
Let's hear what customers are saying.
I'm a personal trainer and owner of three gyms. Super excited, doing a renovation in here, bringing new equipment in. And as I was bringing the new equipment in, I was trying to move a piece. I moved, the equipment didn't move, and I injured myself severely. So it was frustrating. It was really depressing. I wasn't able to work out. I wasn't able to train. I wasn't able to do just normal daily functions. After taking Nopalea, I found that it really helped with my recovery, not only with my severe injury in my back, but it also helped in my recovery of my workouts.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
To place your order, call 800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. As a new customer introductory offer, use promo code BROWN25 for a 25% discount on your purchase of Nopalea. And 100% of your first order will go to the support of Line of Fire. Go to Trivita.com or call 800-771-5584. Again, 800-771-5584.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So just a neat little background story here for a moment. Later in the show, I'll tell you about the results I've seen personally with Nopalea. So Michael Ellison, who is the leader of Ellison Media, who's helped launch some of the best-known Christian ministries around the country over the years, helped launch them nationally, got such a burden to help expand the Line of Fire broadcast. He said, well, we've got a wellness company. Check out some of the products yourself to see how they benefit you, because he wanted to be sure that this was something I could do, not just to sell something, but to say, no, this is great. This works. So I did that very enthusiastically, in fact. And he worked with his company and figured out a way to take the profit that comes in and donate it back so that we could spread this message around the nation. That's why I'm so enthusiastic about it. It's an answer to many, many years of prayer. And of course, with your giving and support as well, we can get this done. So 100% of your first order goes to support the Line of Fire. And then over a tithe of all subsequent orders, if you sign up for monthly ships, and especially over a tithe of subsequent orders goes to support the Line of Fire. So call 800-771-5584, 800-771-5584. Tell them Dr. Brown sent you, or Trivita.com. Use the code Brown25. I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Burnett, and I've been saying number one cause of death. I should say number one health risk. So Dr. Paul, let's focus in then on this issue of chronic inflammation. Again, when I saw the studies, number one health risk worldwide, I thought, what? I don't get it. So What is chronic inflammation, and why is it so deadly, so dangerous?
Right. So, you know, more foreign substances and more infected cells leads to more of an immune response. And so as things occur, you know, again, we live in a toxic world. We have abrasions. We have, you know, injuries. We have so on and so forth. But if those things are not resolved, then what happens is that immune response just goes on overdrive. And there's no chance for the immune response to catch up with all of the damage that's occurring throughout the body. And, you know, I know you corrected yourself in saying, well, it's not the most significant cause of death, but the National Institute of Health said that it's the most significant cause of death. Mm. What you're talking about is the World Health Organization's greatest health risk, right?
Got it.
The NIH came out and said, no, this is the most significant cause of death. Now, the interesting part about this is that it can go unnoticed, like it's a silent killer. And when we start to look at many of the conditions that can be caused by long-term chronic inflammation, meaning that immune response is so overwhelmed it can't catch up, it begins to actually lose the distinction between other pathogen, toxin, whatever it might be, and self. And over time, it can actually begin to attack itself. So this is where it becomes very damaging over time, and why it's so important to know kind of what our numbers are that matter. We're going to get into that into this program as well, but it is critical that we understand that we have this amazing immune system, but just like, I guess our modern day, our police are overwhelmed in many ways, and all of the crimes that are committed. Imagine your immune cells, much like those police people that are out there working day in and day out to keep us safe. Well, if there's too many criminals out there, what's the result of that? These police become overwhelmed, ineffective in what they do.
Yeah. All right. So this is painting a serious picture here, and one that's very real. The fact that we may not be fully aware of it unless we have some injury or some problem or arthritis, whatever, we may not be fully aware of this is all the more reason to listen carefully. And again, God made the body to run a certain way, and there are things that can work with it or work against it. What is CRP? Why is that significant?
Well, C-reactive protein is something that's produced by your liver when inflammation is high. So it has become a marker in the medical world for identifying whether or not chronic inflammation is present. So, you know, goal for CRP, if you were to have that done and work with your doctor on that, less than one is where you want to be. Moderate has actually been shown to cause a lot of problems, so two or greater, and then you get into three and you're really chronically inflamed. So this is a very simple test, and you know, much like you would want to know your checking account balance and manage the numbers that matter, you know, to that, it's important that we understand that we want to do that with, you know, labs like a CRP test. Know the numbers that matter, because if you don't, you can bankrupt the system without even knowing it.
Mm. What's MSK? Again, some of these things I'm familiar with, others not familiar with. MSK system, skeleton structure, how does that tie in?
Right. So MSK is short for your muscle skeletal system, right? So we roughly have about 200 birth, and then they consolidated into about 206 as adults. You know, about half of all of our bones are in our hands, wrists, ankles, and feet. But, you know, chronic inflammation contributes to, when we talk about that skeleton, contributes to lower bone density.
Got it.
And that can, again, as you can imagine, in our cause and effect world, there's a cause for everything. And sometimes we get so fixated on the result that we're not thinking about, well, how do I go back and cut the head off of the source of this thing? Like, where are the things that could lead to that? And what could I do through self-care practices, right? You know, exercise, sleep, drinking plenty of water, you know, eating a healthy diet, managing our day-to-day stress. You know, stress has really become a huge, huge problem as it relates to our immune response. And so it's not just the physical things that can get trapped in us. It's some of these emotional pain and difficulty as well. So, you know, focusing on, okay, I've got these bones. What can I do to mitigate against risk of like something like lower bone density, right? So this is an important thing to do. But even our joints, we've got 360 of those in our body. And, you know, chronic inflammation has been shown to contribute to the progression of osteoarthritis and its severity. And one thing I'd like to pause on right there is the term itis, I-T-I-S. So if you have a condition like arthritis, itis means inflamed.
Yep.
So if you're getting conditions that are ending in itis and they're kind of coming back over and over and over again, or infections that are coming back over and over and over again, you're likely chronically inflamed. Again, I'm not here to tell you you are or you're not, but there's a simple blood test you can do, which we've discussed, which is getting that CRP test to find out if you are. Because there's so much we can do according to NIH, according to, you know, leading experts at the Cleveland Clinic or at Harvard. Listen, lifestyle, right? Like, how can I take better care of myself because I don't want to live with chronic inflammation? And the last thing I just want to say about that is ITIS, right? I-T-I-S. I've made a little acronym to hopefully sticky for your listeners to remind them, is I take inflammation seriously, ITIS.
Yes.
And taking things into your own hands. Yes, go see your doctor. Yes, make sure you're updated. You know, Dr. Brown, you just got back from your doctor not too long ago, and hey, you've got a great report, right? It's important to know the numbers that matter to the quality of your life, and one of those is C-reactive protein test.
All right, friends, so, we've got to jump in and take a break. Think of itis as I take inflammation seriously. Friends, these are major life and death issues. And here's the deal. You don't just have to get older and sicker and weaker and live in more pain. There are things, lifestyle changes we can make and some great healthy supplements that can really add to the quality of your life. Absolutely. We'll be right back. Hey friends, Michael Brown here. You know, it seems the whole country now is talking about revival. Could it be that a fresh wave of revival is here? Friends, I've said for decades, without a fresh wave of revival in the church and awakening in society, it's over for America as we know it. And that's why I wrote the book, Revival or We Die. A Great Awakening is Our Only Hope. Friends, when you read this book, it won't just give you a vision of what revival can do in society, in the church, but in your own heart, in your own life. It'll light a fresh fire in you. It'll ignite something in you, a hunger, a desire, a vision of what God can do through a yielded life. Revival or We Die. Even have a whole chapter where I share intimate, open prayers I've prayed to God, even in recent years, to ignite afresh a first love in me. I believe as you read it, something will be ignited within you as well. But you know, whenever revival comes, there's controversy. And that's why I wrote the Revival Answer book. I wrote it in the midst of the Brownsboro Revival, answering the many honest questions. Is there too much emotion? What about shaking? What about falling? What about unusual things that happen in revival? And can we really expect revival in the last days, or will things only get worse? When you order this hardcover edition of Revival or We Die, I want to give you this book, the Revival Answer book, 300-page book. I want to give it to you absolutely free. So here's the number to call, 1-800-538-5275. That's 1-800-538-5275, or go to AskDrBrown.org. Just click on shop, and when you do, you'll see this special offer, the hardcover edition of Revival or We Die, A Great Awakening is Our Only Hope, along with the Revival Answer Book is our free gift to you when you order. One more time, the number to call, 1-800-538-5275. The time for revival is...
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us, friends. This is our roughly once a month focus on physical health in particular. I'm always going to encourage you to live healthy and eat healthy and exercise, etc. But sort of once a month focus, entire broadcast on physical health, talking with an expert today, Dr. Paul Burnett, Chief Medical Officer for Trivita. During the break, I got a note from our Director of Ministry. She and her husband, Gary, Cindy and Gary, have been friends of Nancy's and mine for 40 years now, going right on 40 years. Cindy had actually called in with her own testimony about Nopalea with chronic knee pain, and tried everything for years, and Nopalea made a massive difference. So just a note, Gary's a few months younger than me. Just a note to let me know that my CFO is taking all three products, so the same ones I do, Nopalea, nitric oxide, and MyoHealth. That's what I do every single day religiously. He has seen a tremendous increase in vitality, stamina, and strength. So he's almost 68. He's painting the house, power washing, landscaping, after normal work hours, besides exercise. He said he feels great and has definitely noticed a significant difference. Yeah, so, and I'm actually getting stronger than I have in years. It's hard to develop muscle at this age, but with MyoHealth, I've seen an increase in that. And so, and quick story with Nopalea. So I found out when I had a foot injury last year that I was actually developing some arthritis in a couple of toes on my left foot. So I had this constant pain, which I'd never had. So I've been taking Nopalea, and I just watched it little by little by little. So these are outward things I could notice go away. The same thing with knees, with exercise and pushing too hard. My recovery, everything, much faster. So if I didn't know that these were really effective and helpful for you, I wouldn't even mention them on the air. But not only are they helpful for you, but you're helping support The Line of Fire and helping us get on new stations around America. So 800-771-5584 is the number to call to place your order. And when you do, remember to tell them Dr. Brown sent you. All right. So, Dr. Paul, back over to you. you sent me a note that said the body seeks stability over mobility. That's something I've never once thought of. But could you unpack that for us?
Absolutely. So what we have to understand is that our muscle skeletal system, you know, everybody walks a little differently. Everybody sits a little differently. Everybody, you know, moves differently. And of course, as injuries, as you just described with your foot, right, that would also maybe put a little hitch in your giddy up, you know, as you're walking. You might be recruiting other muscles or structure to move the way you need to move. You need to get up and you need to move. Well, what we have to understand is that the body always seeks stability over mobility, meaning it's going to recruit other muscles and other joints to do the work that ordinarily would have been done by the other muscle or joint. And so over time, we can overwork even the muscles that we have. You know, there's three types of muscle. Of course, we know about the skeletal muscle, and you know, but myofascial pain syndrome is common for those with musculoskeletal pain, right? In fact, a higher CRP is associated with greater pain sensitivity. So as you started to describe your foot and how it improved, wow, the sensitivity of pain in my foot has diminished, and now I'm able to actually recruit the proper muscles to do the walking I'm used to doing, because again, your body is going to seek the stability over mobility.
Mm. All right, so let's get some concrete examples. Again, if you have blood tests, we're going to give you some numbers in the last segment to actually look at, or maybe right before the last segment, to actually look at. And if you've had blood tests, you can evaluate certain things because, again, just like high blood pressure can be a so-called silent killer, so obviously chronic inflammation can be a serious health risk or silent killer, and you may be developing certain things that you're not aware of. And again, the more we cooperate with God's way, we understand certain things we can't fix, but there's so many health issues we deal with we can fix. And Dr. Paul, I'll be specific with some examples you can give us in a moment, but I find it, as I've learned about changing my lifestyle and the dramatic effect it's had on my life, it's sad to see that you can go to many fine doctors, but they haven't been trained in nutrition. They don't think like that. So the moment they see you have high blood pressure, they're going to put you on medication rather than talk about lifestyle, healthy gut, all these other things. So you're looking at things through a holistic perspective and through a Christian perspective, and seeing that if we'll cooperate with the Lord, we can see some dramatic results. And a lot of things that we just think of, we understand we're all going to get older, die at a certain point, unless the Lord comes first. But a lot of things we just take for granted, well, it's always the way it's going to be. It doesn't have to be like that, does it?
Absolutely not. You know, we have to understand that we are conditioning our bodies one way or the other. Healthy lifestyle choices can make us well, but unhealthy lifestyle choices can make us sick. So when we begin to understand that as we eat and as we sleep, or we don't, right, that these things can actually be detrimental to our health. You know, Harvard experts discovered that men with CRP levels of 2 or higher, again, you're not going to feel that, have a 3 times risk of heart attack and a 2 times greater risk for stroke. Again, it's like, are we going to wait for the problem to occur? Because this is how doctors are trained. They're trained to diagnose and to treat. That's what they're trained to do. They're licensed to do that by the state that they practice medicine in. And so we have to understand, well, what is the role that the doctor plays and what is the role that I play? Because 99.9% of our time, we're away from the doctor, right? The doctor should be there to look at those numbers, explain those to us, and let us know, hey, this is a problem. Yes, they may prescribe. Yes, they're going to have a treatment plan. But you also have to recognize that MDs and DOs, those kinds of doctors, aren't trained in nutrition. So you know, you may go see your doctor, he or she may not look well, right? But again, we have to look at, Who is my best advocate for self-care? That would be me. And who is my best advocate for healthcare? That would be my doctor, right? So working together and creating a team, like joining up with Trivita. We have certified wellness consultants that I have personally trained and certified that are here to actually help people live with a better quality of life through a better team that can approach their health in multiple different ways.
Well, so just to be clear then, if someone orders from Trivita, goes to the website or calls the 800-771-5584 number, either on a first call or after that, are you saying there are people that they can actually consult with in terms of what is recommended, or obviously not get a medical exam over the air, but you're saying someone can actually call in and have a free consultation in that way?
Yeah, so we're not just here to say, you know, buy this because it's on sale, right? No, we're here, certified wellness consultants, that will help educate you as to how to support the system of your body. And there's several systems. You think of the cardiovascular system, you think of the brain, you think of, the muscle skeletal system, which we're talking about today. And so they can actually help you identify the products that we carry that can help support that system of the body. Again, we get in this mindset of, well, it's all about diagnosis and treatment. That is a part of your healthcare team. But what are you doing to support the corresponding system of your body to so that it can work better? You would get in a consultation with a care agent here.
Got it. All right. So 800-771-5584 is the number to call. Ask your questions there. Remember, tell them Dr. Brown sent you. All right. Let's before we put some numbers up that folks can actually look at, and then we'll talk a bit more in depth about Nopalea, Nopal cactus, why it's important, what it's been medically demonstrated to do. Let's look at some examples of acute and results of chronic inflammation. Could you break that down for us?
Sure. So acute things could be like an allergy, right? Seasonally, you get an acute immune response, right? You get runny nose, runny eyes, things like that. Something like a frostbite if you got too cold, or, you know, your skin got irritated by a chemical that you use, like a cleaning agent or something along those lines. A burn is a good example. Any kind of trauma to your body, right? That would be acute, right? So in the moment of, then that immune response is going to kick in and hopefully address that problem. But, you know, the results of chronic inflammation are, you know, long term. That's, you know, the allergies and the trauma and the irritants and the chemicals that got in your body and a whole bunch of other things, they go unresolved. And the fire continues to burn. And, you know, this is where cardiovascular disease, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune conditions, neurological diseases, and even cancer. So these are all the things we want to put a big X on in our life and say, I don't want that. I want to live with a better quality of life. And I'm certainly not here to say, well, if you do this, this, and this, you're never going to get those. But I can tell you, based on the studies that have been written by major health institutions, that you can significantly reduce your incidence of getting these chronic conditions, particularly if you manage your immune response better.
All right. And my wife, Nancy, and I, we were just talking about this within the last 24 or 48 hours. You've got a slide on causes and effects, chronic causes and effects of chronic inflammation. And you talk about stress, and it could be related to diabetes, leaky gut, could be related to cancer. I mean, this is accurate stuff here, right? We put the slide up just as Dr. Paul speaks. We got about a minute here. But you're saying that diet and things like that can relate to cancer or depression, obesity, cardiovascular disease. These are real consequences of lifestyle, are they not, sir?
Right. So there's a cause for every effect. And absolutely, food and nutrition plays a huge role in that, particularly with these ultra processed foods. And I'd have your listeners, you know, understand what those are. A lot of great information out there, and it's kind of this new word, but ultra processed foods, five or more ingredients, and many of those ingredients are things that you're not going to find in your kitchen cupboard. These are chemicals, these are binders, these are all kinds kinds of things that your body would never be able to recognize, and these things are getting into your body. Your immune response is going to kick in. They don't know what it is. We got to get rid of this. And when it just happens day after day after day after day after day, you can begin to imagine how chronic inflammation sets in and the body's immune system gets confused.
Yeah, really. And it's something I've had to learn the hard way. But God made us to live and flourish. When we cooperate with Him, your life can just be so much better. We come back, we're going to put some numbers up. You can help identify some things in your own life and then talk about how Nopalea could be of genuine help to you. I hope you can benefit from it the same way I have. We'll be right back.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
I really enjoy being physical. It's something I've just always loved, but I've definitely had times where it's really crippled me up. Being a horse trainer can be pretty physically demanding with all the duties that I have, not just riding horses for a living, saddling horses, caring for the horses. I feel like Nopalea just took the edge off, and then it's continued to keep me from getting sore. Nopalea, it's been a huge blessing.
Now there's a solution by lowering levels of chronic inflammation. Nopalea, made from the superfruit of the Nepal cactus, containing a unique group of bioflavonoids clinically shown to reduce chronic inflammation.
In a random, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, it showed a reduction of elevated at-risk C-reactive protein levels, resulting in an improvement in range of motion in the back, neck, and joints, and an overall improvement in the quality of life.
It's fun to be on the golf course again. I'm able to swing the club freely. Hopefully, I'm hitting better golf shots. Nopalea has allowed me to get back on the golf course, enjoy the game that I love, and maybe even give me that little edge to beat my friends at the game.
Nopalea has helped thousands of people by lowering levels of chronic inflammation.
To place your order, call 800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. As a new customer introductory offer, use promo code BROWN25 for a 25% discount on your purchase of Nopalea. And 100% of your first order will go to the support of Line of Fire. Go to trivita.com or call 800-771-5584. Again, 800-771-5584.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, we've got less than 12 minutes left with my guest, Dr. Paul Burnett, Chief Medical Officer at Trivita. So let's dive right in here. And I think in 2 minutes or so, you are actually going to help us identify chronic inflammation and lifestyle. So the floor is yours.
All right, well, let's just get right into the numbers that matter. Again, you know, we manage our checking account, then we should also manage our lives as well. So numbers that matter, C-reactive protein, you know, we want to be less than 3 for sure, but less than 1 would be optimal. Our SED rate, it's another lab test that can be done, men less than 22, women less than 29. A1C, that's that blood sugar, less than 5. HDL cholesterol greater than 50, that's the good cholesterol that we call it, and then LDL cholesterol less than 100. Triglycerides, which are the fats in our blood, you know, less than 150, and waist circumference, less than 35.5 inches for men, less than 31.5 inches for women. Most of what we're talking about on the screen, with the exception of the SED rate, these are all fire in the blood. And I want your members to get this, because inflammation comes from the Latin word inflammare, which means to set on fire. And too much blood sugar, too much fat in the blood, there's too much energy, too much heat, And that can be very damaging to the arteries, to the veins, to the heart, to every cell of your body. You could just imagine having all that on fire. And it's important to know these numbers that matter and to follow your doctor's recommendations, but also seek those lifestyle things. There's so much available for people. And again, here at Trivita, we're here to help our members. And, you know, Nopalea, which is something that I know we've been talking about on the show, this isn't there to say that any of these medical issues are going to get resolved. One thing I can say is that the C-reactive protein, it did show that it reduced C-reactive protein in the blood, and that is a very powerful thing. If we can think of a fire in and of itself, and here we are on the line of fire, it could be very beneficial.
Uh-huh.
But when fire gets out of control, it's very harmful and dangerous. So, you know, that really gets into the difference between healthy inflammation that's controlling the inflammatory response and then chronic inflammation itself.
Yeah, and some of those numbers that you just mentioned, those are hard numbers, obviously, based on that are kind of universal. Waist circumference obviously is going to depend on someone's size as well. You know, if you're a guy that maybe you're 4'11", I don't think you want to have a waist that's 35 inches, obviously, right? So, you know, there are averages here, but those other numbers are hard numbers. And I know, Paul, when I was eating unhealthily, that all those numbers, they were way off. You know, I remember the good cholesterol was way down, the bad was way up, and I would look at these things, and Nancy would tell me, you realize you're putting junk in you understand what's happening to your veins, to your arteries, and you kind of ignore it, but we can't just keep ignoring it. There are consequences. So, Nopalea, where'd you get the name from? Because it is an unusual name. Where did it come from?
Well, it came from the Nopal cactus fruit. If you've ever seen a cactus and that red fruit that it produces, that is the primary ingredient in Nopalea, so hence the name Nopalea.
Got it. So it comes from the Nopal cactus. So again, this is going back to something God put in the ground, God gave us for our health, and now it's being put together in such a way for maximum benefit. So when you did this double-blind study, sponsored it, peer-reviewed, double-blind, published in a peer-reviewed journal, the double-blind study that was done, what were some of the positive effects that folks found in terms of mobility, increased mobility, pain reduction? What did they actually find in the study?
Right. So there were several things. One is that it reduced C-reactive protein. So, you know, and it didn't reduce it, obviously, if it was in that normal range. But if it was elevated, and it showed to reduce that C-reactive protein. Remember, that protein is supplied by the liver when inflammation is high. So it's a great marker for identifying chronic inflammation. The next thing is it improved joint mobility, range of motion, flexibility of the neck, back, and joints. You know, until you've actually had a problem with one of those things, you just don't realize how debilitating those things can be. But in the study itself, and again, that's a double-blind, placebo-based, peer-reviewed study, published, and this is what it actually showed. So the next thing was it improved the quality of life. And I think, you know, who doesn't want an improved quality of life? I know I do. I know your listeners do. And anything that can help me improve the quality of my life or the function of my body, those are things that I'm going to tend towards to put into my regimen, into my nutritional profile. And there's one here, too, that it showed, which was less reliance on pain medication. And we all know the opioid crisis that we're in. Dr. Brown, thank you for leading the charge and the awareness around these serious issues. But that's not just the illegal stuff. It's also stuff that's been prescribed by doctors. And we all have heard how you know, these drug companies have been punished severely for what they've really done to humanity as it relates to these opioids. And we have an opioid crisis in our country. And for those who are taking strong pain medication, good news is this study showed less reliance on that pain medication.
Yeah. So what I found really interesting, again, my life's been transformed by healthy eating. I was exercising when I was fat and eating unhealthily. Now exercising as healthy, it's, you know, 6 to 8 years old and just thriving in the midst of it. And I think you can hear the listeners, you can hear and feel the energy and vitality in my life by God's grace. So I was really interested to see, okay, when I add something else in, how will I benefit? And I just felt it pushed to another level. You know, when I started with the nitric oxide, that was the first thing I was asked to sample. And I started to have more oxygen in my working out. And then I just felt, it's not like a Red Bull drink, you get a high from drinking it. I saw over the weeks, energy level increasing. I've taken a late afternoon nap for most of my life, you know, getting up a certain time, late afternoon nap, and then staying up too late. I saw a shift in that. I was able to basically eliminate that. And then I added in MyoHealth, so those are the amino acids. And I've actually been getting strong. I'm able to lift more, to do more, and starting to increase pull-ups and stuff that I was never really able to do. And then with no Pelé, I've seen that reduction. I was not in terrible arthritic pain, but I had regular pain. It's like, well, that's reducing. And then I began to notice with working out things that I had to avoid doing, I was now able to do. So I benefit from it, folks. If I hadn't, I wouldn't be encouraging you, because it's not a business thing. We're just trying to get someone to sponsor the Line of Fire. It's been 13 plus years of prayer before we finally found, okay, here's the right partner to work with. So I encourage you to give this number a call, 800-771-5584. Remember to tell them Dr. Brown sent you, 800-771-5584. Can I tell you that when we introduced Trivita earlier this year, that the call center said these were the most enthusiastic callers they ever spoke to, as long as they've been taking calls. And what impressed them the most, and Dr. Paul, you'd be encouraged to hear this, was that they were more concerned that money was being donated to help the Line of Fire than they even were to get their own discounts. So remember, 100% of your first order is donated to the Line of Fire, and more than a tithe of your subsequent orders are. And there's a money-back guarantee. If after a month you're not happy, you can always get a refund. But I'd encourage you, especially with no Pelea, take a few months, see how these things benefit you. The others were using nitric oxide, MyoHealth. You can go to trivita.com, use the code BROWN25 to get your 25% discount, or 800-771-5584. Hey, Dr. Paul, any last word of encouragement or information for our listeners?
Well, I would just say do whatever you know to do to empower yourself to take better care of the temple that God has given to you. Every effort that you put in, trust me, you can do your part, and supernaturally God can do his. And his grace is sufficient for us, but at the same time, grace is not cheap, and we must do our part. And the more we focus on our part, the better we can receive all that God has for us.
Yeah, well said. And I still remember vividly when we talked a couple of months ago, 3 months ago, back in January, that you gave the analogy, okay, if our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, if we think of the congregational building where we come to worship and pray together, if people just started dumping garbage in it, and muck and junk and mud, just started pouring in, what are you doing? We worship God in here. What are you doing? Well, we do even worse to our physical body, because these are things that could actually destroy for life, cut our lives short, take away from the quality of life. And Dr. Paul, for me, I want every day to count. We live in a sinful, fallen world. We only have one life with which to repay our debt of gratitude to the Lord. And I want to run hard. I want to run strong. I'm 68, and I feel that by far, my best years of ministry and glorifying the Lord and touching and helping people can be still ahead. We are now expanding the Line of Fire to get to some of the biggest cities in the nation together with your help and support. And one way that you can do it directly is as you benefit yourself with these wellness products. 800-771-5584 is the number to call. By the way, we've got some amazing shows planned for you the rest of this week. Dr. Paul Burnett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
another program powered by the Truth Network.